I knew where I was before I saw the trains and the tracks that led 10 miles across the desert from Mars Spaceport to Mars Air Force Base. The train station was brightly lit and nearly empty. Only military allowed, no picnickers. I stood on a large mezzanine overlooking 3 tracks, 3 loading platforms, and 3 trains. An escalator slanted down to the platforms below on one side of the mezzanine, and a cargo elevator lowered from the other. Peering over a rail, I saw the cart parked beside the nearest train. The clones had removed the oxygen jenny from the back of the cart. The jenny was not light. Struggling together, they managed to pull it onto the train without dropping it. Then they surprised me. They paused and gave the platform a security sweep. They entered the train's lead car. I had already boarded the rear car. There were 6 cars between us. I sat quietly as the train glided into motion. The train slid through a tunnel that ran under the spaceport. After we passed what had once been a stop for Norma Arm-bound passengers, the tunnel went dark. We passed platforms for passengers heading to the Perseus and Cygnus arms as well. Bright lights illuminated the inside of the train. I left the last car and walked into the next. It was as bright and empty as the one I had just left. Looking through the windows, I had a blurry, blinded view into the car in front of me. I could not see clearly enough to distinguish between men and machinery, so I checked for movement instead. The next car was empty, and the one after that. It soon became clear that my quarry had remained in the lead car with the oxygen generator. I made it to the second car, peered through the window, and found them sitting on a bench, gabbing. I made my move. I eased open the door of their car. They might have noticed the door, but they didn't react until they saw me charging toward them. I slammed the edge of my hand across the throat of the first clone as he stood to face me. The second man rushed me. I kicked out at his kneecap. With his knee broken and his friend dying, the Marine forgot he was a Marine. He backed away on his ass and tried to climb to his feet. I grabbed one of his ankles and pulled his feet out from under him. The survivor lay on the floor, cradling his knee. I need to make a quick call. Don't run off. I pulled out the remote. Jackson, you there? Jackson, report. Thinking I might have broken the remote during my wrestle, I switched to an open channel and listened for chatter. My men had gone silent. The train had crossed the spaceport by this time. Looking out the window, I saw the automated airlocks. Once we passed the airlocks, we would enter the Martian Badlands. The train slowed as the first door of the airlock slid shut behind it, preserving the breathable atmosphere inside Mars Spaceport. The outer door opened, and we slid into the wastelands.